Hello, everyone, and welcome to Sweet Talk. DJ Honey here. Happy Thursday. I hope everyone's week is going extremely well. Today, we will be talking about a numerous amount of things. And usually, you know, the show starts off with a couple of tweets that I get from some of my followers. If any of you guys are interested, feel free to tweet me. If you have any questions, concerns, comments, anything, you can tweet me at Sweet Talk W Honey. That's Sweet Talk W Honey. So, I do get a couple of, you know, tweets that I want to talk about today. And the first of which was from a younger girl. She's 13 years old, and she told me that for some reason, she doesn't know why, for some reason, she really wants to have sex. Her body is just, you know, telling her that she's ready. Her mind's telling her that she's ready, and she wants to have sex. She said, is this normal? And my response to her would be, I do believe that it's normal. I mean, at the age of 13, you're probably already, you know, have gone through puberty. You have already experienced everything in terms of, you know, getting your period and, you know, your body is changing and the hormones come along with that. And she had also asked, you know, do you think it's okay? Personally, I am no one to tell you what you can and cannot do. I can only give you advice. And personally, my advice would be to wait. I'm not saying, you know, that I've waited or anything like that, but I was not as young as 13. And I'm not saying, you know, I'm still a virgin today, but, 13 is a very young age. And losing one's virginity and, you know, having sex, that's a big step in a relationship, but not only a relationship, in your personal life as well, because I would hate for someone to go ahead and do something like that and then eventually come back and have regrets. I'm the type of person who doesn't really believe in regrets and that, you know, you should always live your life to the fullest and do what you want. But that is something that definitely, you know, comes up in the future and like, oh, you know, she was my first, things like that. So I would hate for you to, you know, want it to be something different. And because, you know, you are so young as well. You know, for anybody out there, a lot of people do not know, you know, the safety methods or, you know, potential harms that, you know, you can do to yourself and to others, while having sex. And there's long-term repercussions that may come out of it. So you always want to think about it. I personally think that, you know, you should wait, but like I said, I can only give you advice. At the end of the day, it is your life and you're going to do what you want. But sweetie, like I said, I think you should wait and just save it for someone that you feel is, you know, right for you. So the next question that I got was a pretty broad question, but it was something that I chose to speak about today because I do feel that it is a big deal. It said, people talk about good communication in relationships, but what does that mean? So communication at all is, you know, very, very important, you know, especially when coming from a communications major. So basically, I would say that communication in a relationship does really, really matter. It's something that, you know, people need to realize how to speak to one another, how, you know, especially in different, you know, different aspects of, you know, what the situation may be when you're arguing, you want to know what to say and what not to say because, you know, what everyone knows in the heat of the moment that things may go a little crazy and get a little crazy and that you may say stuff that you necessarily don't mean and you don't want that to happen. And a lot of the time arguments start because of, you know, a lack of communication. I would say that mostly people who don't really understand their significant others is because that lack of communication. And I personally have had trouble with my significant other and our terms of communication because I'm the type of person who I cry no matter what. If I'm sad, I'm going to cry. If I'm happy, I'm going to cry. If I'm upset, I am going to cry. That's just my, you know, what my body tells me to do. Whereas my significant other won't. She, you know, there's no like emotion coming from her, and unless she's angry, then that's when we start arguing. And it's usually our arguments start because, you know, it's something that we haven't told each other yet, or we didn't know how to tell each other, or, you know, we didn't feel that it was necessary to tell each other. So communication is a big deal. It is something that people need to realize that, you know, can make or break not only relationships, but anybody in any, you know, type of relationship, basically any work relationship, business, anything like that, because communication, I mean, that's how we express ourselves. That's how we, you know, that's what we do on a daily basis. And without that, you know, you really can't deal. So, I want to thank, you know, my followers for tweeting me. Like I said, you guys are very, very, you know, helpful, and you guys are just giving me that sense of like what I'm doing is good. And I want to thank you guys. So basically that was that. I want to go off on a topic of what we're going to talk about today. So social media has basically been like running our lives since, I don't know how long now, like 1998. I mean, I was born in 94, so I really can't go, you know, back much further. But, you know, basically nowadays when in relationships, there's a lot of snooping going around. There's a lot of, you know, cheating and everything like that. So what you can do is basically, you know, or what has happened recently, there's a song that came out. I don't know if you guys have heard it, but it's, I believe it's called Four Digits. And it's the chorus basically says, she will never get them four digits, basically talking about the passcode to his phone. And you know, the social media runs our lives now. We have Instagram, we have Facebook, we have Twitter, we have, you know, so many things now that basically we have Snapchat. There's so many social media networks and sites and, you know, things that you can do. There's chat rooms where people have temptations and they do have, you know, other things like that that might, you know, indulge them and want them to, you know, to explore their, I guess, options. But as we all know, those sites can also get us in trouble. And when in a relationship, I know there's a huge, huge temptation for, you know, a significant other to want to know what's going on, or if they feel the need to, like, if they think their significant other is cheating on them or is, you know, being sneaky, then they want to, you know, go through the phone or go through their, you know, their laptops and see what they've been up to. And it's been a completely, you know, interesting, I guess, experience on my end, because I have been, I guess, the snooper and the snoopy. So I have gone through my significant other's phone before, but I wouldn't say that it's justifiable, but I did go through it. She had been talking to me about how her, I guess, ex had been hitting her up, and, you know, that they've been talking, and I 100% completely trust my girlfriend. But I mean, at the end of the day, people are ruthless nowadays. Let's just put it that way. So I wanted to see what they were talking about, and I knew she had, you know, extreme background and like history with this girl. So I wanted to see what was going on, because she wouldn't necessarily tell me. So I figured, you know, just a little snoop wouldn't hurt. And till this day, I feel completely guilty about it, because there was nothing to be worried about. My girl was being so dry with her. For those of you who don't know, dry is basically like, I guess, short texting her. So she'd be like, hey, like, her or the ex would be like, hey, you know, how is it going? She'd be like, my girl would be like, good. Like, you know, one word answers, basically so dry, just bleh. So that it kind of reassured myself in like our relationship, but it also, you know, showed me, okay, like, I don't need to worry. You're being stupid. Like, just don't. But I know sometimes, you know, snooping it can turn out the complete opposite way. My girlfriend has gone through my phone and she's seen that, you know, I've texted people, or I've seen, you know, or I've searched up certain things that she didn't like, and it's gotten us into arguments, but it's also realized that, or made us realize that, those things are little, like it's not anything huge. So I was like looking up some interesting, you know, stories and stuff that I could tell you in terms of, you know, snooping and stuff like that. And I found these 15, like, I guess, experiences that people have gone through on New York Magazine. And I thought I'd share them with you because some of them are very interesting. So as you guys all know, emails, text, Facebook, Twitter, and all that, The temptation to read your partner's messages is right there. Sometimes your phone's vibrating or it's blinking or it's ringing, like, right in front of your face. So it's so tempting. And some resist, and, you know, some snoop for harmless sport. Others snoop for, like, hardcore evidence. And what do they find, and how do they snoop at parties, and how people react? So here's what the 15 people discuss. The first one was, I threw her phone out of the car window. We were in the park reading the newspaper. She went to get us two coffees. She left her phone there. I had nothing to do, so I started reading her text messages. There were two or three messages from the same man saying, yesterday I dreamed about making love to you. The next said, I always knew you were the love of my life. She had responded with smiley faces. I was her ex-boyfriend. Or it was her ex-boyfriend, excuse me. I couldn't believe what I read. When she arrived, I said, you're a bleeping bitch. I don't want to see you. You're a whore. I looked at your phone. I had no guilt about violating her privacy. We left the park fighting like crazy, and then I threw her phone out of the car window. I never trusted her the same way again. I didn't find anything that I could really leave her over. So the only result that I left like was that I felt like crap. Nothing comes from snooping. We broke up, but I'll never snoop on my new girlfriend. You're just asking for it. So from that story, that basically kind of reminds me of my significant other, because though she has snooped on me, or like though she has, I guess, gone through my stuff, she basically has told me before, you know, if you're looking for something, you're going to find it, point blank, period. You know, you snoop, you know, you get hurt, because unfortunately that's the way it is. And that's the way, I guess, relationships have come to, or most of them anyways nowadays, especially in young adolescent adults and stuff like that, because most of them aren't really looking for, you know, a serious kind of thing. And if they, you know, say that they are, then either 50% of them are telling the truth, then 50% of them are not. So that was one of the stories. I'll read you some more when we get back, but I just kind of wanted to, you know, give you guys a gist of what's happening today and what we're going to be talking about. So stay tuned. I'm going to play you a little song here, and we'll be back in just a second. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. Thank you. Alrighty, everybody, and thank you for listening. Welcome back to radio.dominican.edu. You guys are listening to Sweet Talk. So basically today what we're talking about, or what I went over already, the first segment I kind of talked about how my Twitter followers have been, you know, asking me questions about relationships and such, and we went over when the right time is, I guess, to lose your virginity and when it's too young and when it's not. And we also went over We also went over how communication is a huge part of, you know, a relationship, and not only an intimate relationship, but as well as, you know, out there in the business world and in family and different things as that. So that was awesome. And so our main topic of the day was basically snooping and how social media has taken over our lives and how it's basically made us somewhat of jealous beings, because, you know, there's so many ways that I guess people can cheat now, rather than, you know, back in the days it was more of like they had to go out and do it, whereas now it's, you know, they can not, they don't necessarily need to physically cheat, they can, I guess, emotionally cheat as well, which is, you know, the same type of effect, and maybe a little bit more harmful than physically cheating in terms of your relationship and how people think. So I went over the first story of how a guy had found her, went through his significant other's phone and found that she was texting her ex-boyfriend, and he was saying how he was dreaming about her and such. So I want to go over another story, and this one is called "There Were Anti-Semitic Messages." "We went out with my boyfriend's best friend who was visiting from Greece. I had a bad feeling about this guy. When we got home, my boyfriend was texting with him and smirking to himself. Something felt off about it. So when my boyfriend took a shower that night, I looked at his iPhone. There were anti-Semitic messages between him and his best friend, like, 'Good luck with your Jewish American princess,' and 'Does your brother know you're a Jewish lover now?' I wanted to cry. I immediately confronted my boyfriend, and he said I was overreacting. He twisted the situation and made me feel like a drama queen. Well, 2 years later, when I couldn't bring myself to convert, religion was the thing that ultimately broke us up." So in terms of religion and in terms of beliefs, I definitely do not feel that that is a reason to break up. I feel that if someone who is very religious basically kind of sticks to dating someone who is the same religion. I know everyone in my family is pretty, you know, religious, and they're pretty strong on their beliefs. So all of my family have dated people of the same religion. So it's definitely, I feel, if you are, you know, if you are someone who is wanting to, you know, be with someone of the same religion, that's something that you look for in a person before you start dating with them. And I feel like it's something that shouldn't ever be a reason to break up. So the next story would be texting with Matt Damon and Ben Affleck. "I was dating two hot guys who I didn't really care about. I had one in my phone as Matt Damon and the other as Ben Affleck. I had no idea why. It was just funny getting flirty texts from Ben Affleck. Around this time, I met my current boyfriend. I fell in love with him and got rid of everyone else. Recently, we split a bottle of wine and were having a great time bonding, and he said, 'I have to ask you something. Please don't be mad. But I know you were dating some celebrities before we met. I have no problem with it, but I'm just wondering, aren't they married?' I was like, WTF? Then it hit me. Before I could even be mad that he'd gone through my phone, I died of laughter. It was all so naive and adorable of him. He actually thought that because I'm from the part of Boston and acting school, that I was feasible, I was dating them. I've since locked my phone, but it was hilarious and I never really minded that he snooped." So that's another thing that I kind of wanted to bring up in terms of, you know, having people under different names on your phone, you know, as play names and stuff like that. That can be kind of dangerous too. I mean, thankfully it went well for her. Though he did go through her phone, it didn't really have any, you know, I guess repercussions or stuff like that. And, so I basically want to talk about, yeah, having, you know, the play names and such. Some significant others can be really jealous. I mean, especially if you have, you know, your boyfriend's name as just Brian on your phone, and then you have, you know, your best guy friend's name as like cutie booty or something with like a bunch of emojis, like there might be a little, you know, confrontation there with you and your boyfriend, because that is something that I guess people have been accustomed to, like, of like to wanting. I know in my phone I have my significant other under a cutie, you know, cutesy name, and in her phone she has it as, you know, my name, but with like these like 10,000 emojis. So but it's not really a big deal to me, and it's not really a big deal to her. It's just what we have. But I know definitely if she, you know, saw somebody in my phone with like a cutesy name with hearts and, you know, bubbly faces and everything like that, then it'd probably be a problem. So that could be dangerous. Like I said, another, you know, story that we have here today is, I found this one to be, you know, semi-interesting. You guys might like it as well. It said, I would change my password, but it kept happening. I met a guy online. Call him Ralph. He wasn't cute, but he seemed so nice. He was always online and he seemed smitten with me. It took a few weeks for us to meet up. Meanwhile, he joined the gym and bought an iPad in anticipation. I shared my iTunes password so he could load up his iPod. After we met in person and we started dating, weird things happened from the start. He was always jealous and a little psychic. If someone emailed me something, a day later Ralph would ask if I heard from the same guy. If I bought tickets to some concert with a friend, he would randomly mention that the band was his favorite. He gave me presents that I was surprised he knew I wanted, like a dress I had forwarded to a friend. He played it off as astute knowledge of my taste. I felt like I was going crazy. If I sent one small email to my male friend, I would get an enraged email from Ralph telling me what a whore I was. When I changed my password, but it didn't stop, I researched spyware. One guy I met and started to like received a vile email about me from Ralph. I changed my password again. I was shaking. A friend came to look at my computer while I had my locks changed, and then we found it. In my Gmail settings, my emails were programmed to send copies to Ralph's email as well. When I gave Ralph my iTunes password, he had the password for my personal email too. He had been reading my emails for almost a year and a half. He had been reading them before we even met. So, to me, first of all, I would never, ever in a million years give someone my password to anything without even like meeting them or dating them for a certain amount of time. That's just, that's so, I don't even know what to say about that. That's ridiculous, basically. I mean, I know nowadays people can be, I guess, so manipulative and, you know, fall in love and whatnot. And I'm totally for online dating. I think, you know, it's a great way to meet people if you don't have time and such. But to give someone your password to something where, first of all, they could have, you know, bought so much stuff from iTunes, and they could have as well, you know, like went over some weird limits, and it's like she said, went through her stuff, and I mean some of that was personal. They weren't yet dating while they were online, you know, they were just friends and they were talking, they weren't official yet. So the fact that he was, you know, snooping, that kind of is like, it's kind of stalkerish and it's hella weird. I'm not gonna lie. So that to me was just, it was creepy, and I wasn't expecting it to be like that. The next one says, her legs were spread wide open. My boyfriend borrowed my computer to check his email, so the next time I went to check my email, his account came up. I'm a bit of a curious sort, so I searched his ex-girlfriend's name. Who wouldn't? What I found were some very graphic nude pictures. Her legs spread wide open, hardcore masturbation, etc. After showing my three roommates, I immediately logged off. When I confronted him, he said she's crazy and that he never responded to those images. I stayed with him for about a year more. To my knowledge, he never cheated on me and had been loyal other than receiving those emails, which, in all fairness, he had never even asked for. I can totally relate to, you know, having someone's, I guess, email or such open and snooping through it as well, I guess. But unfortunately, with my, you know, my experience, kind of, I psyched myself out. My significant other had left their Facebook page open, and I was going through their messages like a little crazy person that I am, and I saw a message from some girl, and I was very curious to know because I didn't know who this girl was. So I started reading them, and I saw that, you know, both parties were flirting back and forth. And while, you know, I was brave, I was doing this while my significant other was in the room, like on, you know, the other computer. And she, you know, didn't know what I was doing at all. And when I was reading these, you know, messages, my first instinct was to like get up and yell and scream and break up. But I didn't know how to approach the situation. So I just, I kind of sat there and thought for a little bit, and I started to freak myself out. And was like, you know, I almost started crying, and it was just, you know, cause you know, like I said earlier, I cry for everything. And, I kind of stopped and went back to the computer and read them again, just to like, you know, I guess reassure myself of what I was going to say to her and yell and everything. And then I took a really good look at the message again. And it was from about 3 years ago when I didn't even know my significant other at the time. So I was pretty, I guess, relieved in a sense, but also I kind of felt embarrassed. I mean, though no one else found out about that, I was just like, whoa, like what would have happened if I would have, you know, lashed out on my, you know, partner, and, you know, should have been like, first of all, why are you looking through my stuff? And second of all, like, you're an idiot. So definitely, you know, you want to be careful. But, you know, stuff like that does come up and it does happen, and we are all human beings, and we just do what we do, I guess. So the next one is called "She Called Me Smelly and Ugly." I once read an email from my husband's obese alcoholic sister to him listing the reasons he should divorce me. The reasons ran from my white trash family to the fact that apparently I smell and I'm ugly. It was cruel. My husband's response was basically like, F you. But I never recovered from what I read. It hurt so bad, I despise his sister now. It was a huge eye-opener for me. I guess it's good to know who your enemies are. But as far as I'm concerned, ignorance is bliss. I never needed to know that crap. But I guess when you snoop, you're kind of begging for it. Which is true, like I said earlier, when you snoop, you're basically going to find, if you're looking for something, you're going to find it. I mean, unless like it's an earring or something, you're never going to find it. But other than that, when you're snooping, you're most likely going to find something that you really don't want to find. So be careful when it comes to that. Next one says, my boyfriend turned into a maniac. My boyfriend of 2 years took me to his family's house in the Hamptons for my birthday on a cold winter weekend. We made a fire, drank some wine, and were playing around the computer. I went to show him something on Facebook, and I had a message on Facebook from a male friend who I am 100% only friends with. My boyfriend got jealous fast. He turned into a maniac. By 3 a.m., he kicked me out of the house. I had no money, no way of getting to a train station. I walked to the closest inn and I could find, and in the middle of the night, I called my father in Wisconsin to put money in my account so I could get back home to New York. The day after, my boyfriend was calling my phone, saying he overreacted. But I never forgave him for that night. Over nothing. Now I close my Facebook and lock everything. All the time. I don't want any misunderstandings with my current boyfriend. I have nothing to hide, but men will believe what they want to believe, and it's too much of a risk. I don't necessarily think that, you know, men will believe what they want to believe. I think that any human being will believe what they want to believe. But I do think that that statement is very true when it's, you know, we're going to believe what we want to believe. Even if someone, if we do find something on and we do confront our, you know, significant others about it, and we do tell them, oh, they're just a friend, our significant other isn't necessarily going to think that, oh, yeah, it's just a friend. They're going to continue to believe, okay, so why are you talking to them if they're just a friend? Why are they hitting you up at this hour? You know, it's definitely something that has always crossed people's minds. And especially nowadays, you know, if I get a text message in, you know, the middle of the night or late at night, my significant other would be like, well, who's texting you right now? And to me, it's like, I don't know. You know, they just texted me, and I'll check my phone and like, oh, it's this, you know, it's so and so. And she's like, okay. And I do the same thing with her. I'm like, well, who's texting you so much? And she'll say, it doesn't matter. Like, I'm not texting back, am I? So it's things like that that basically, you know, run our minds and I guess run us through a bit of jealousy. So the next one is our stuffed Nemo. For years into our relationship, I found a text on my ex-boyfriend's phone from a female coworker suspiciously telling him to kiss our stuffed animal Nemo goodnight for her. How did she know about this stupid stuffed animal we kept on our bed? They dated within days after our relationship ended, which was shortly after me finding that text. So basically, he was sleeping around with his, you know, with this girl. So the next one, and then we'll go into a little bit break and we'll kind of just discuss what's going on. I uncovered things that still haunt me today. I started a Twitter account for my ex-boyfriend's bar. He didn't really know how to use Twitter, so I managed the account for him, updating it every few weeks. Eventually, I realized he had a bunch of direct messages. I was excited, assuming they were from fans of his cocktails. I opened the messages and almost all of them were from women he'd met at the bar. One said something like, "Thank you for the after-hours tour." Another said, "Sorry I couldn't meet you out. How about a rain check?" I was so sick to my stomach. These messages were the beginning of the end. Without mentioning anything to him, I started snooping obsessively on everything, his emails and texts, and I uncovered things that still haunt me today. I was cold and detached for those first few days of obsessing snooping. And then I confronted him. He denied everything and said it was part of his job to be charming. Whatever. It took about 1 year for me to really walk away. But I just could not trust him again. And it was making me crazy to the point of me being psychotic. I found so much shady BS until snooping that nothing was ever pure between us again. Leaving him, which I recently did, was the hardest thing I'll ever do. He wants me back and still denies ever cheating on me. So I know I've seen a couple of shows and I've seen a bunch of, you know, I've heard a bunch of songs where when someone asks you, you know, oh, have you cheated? Oh, have you done this? Oh, have you done that? And, you know, it's they say deny, no matter what, deny. But sometimes sometimes being truthful can turn out well. But like I said, denying is usually what happens, even if, you know, we can, you know, find something that is basically what's going on. People do tend to deny, even if we know, you know, it's the truth. People still tend to deny, and I think that pisses off, you know, their significant others even more. So stay tuned, you guys. We'll talk about a little bit more of snooping and some other interesting topics. So stay tuned. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu.
Sitting thinking about you and dying, wondering why we're not getting along. So frustrated, cause what we had was a happy home. I don't know what the situation is, but I can tell in the way we kiss. We don't talk no more, it feels better when I'm alone.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Sweet Talk here on radio.dominican.edu. So we have recently been talking about, you know, how social media has a huge effect on snooping and how social media has, you know, given people a lot of temptations into, I guess, cheating, whether it be physically or emotionally. And a lot of the stories that I've shared with you guys today have ended up in breakups. And, you know, usually people tend to think that breakups could be somewhat bad, but sometimes they're kind of a relief to people. I have DJ R&M here to share a crazy ex story that he found, and let's give him a listen.
Thanks. This story comes from the What the F is Wrong with You file of breakup of exes. Guy's girlfriend and ex-girlfriend jump in river to see who eats save.
Nice.
Oh, it gets better. Let me read the article. When guys say girls are crazy, they're usually wrong. But every once in a while, you come across a seriously deluded chick, or in this case, chicks, who make the rest of us, the normal girls, look, well, insane. Thanks, ladies. It all started when 21-year-old Woo Hisa left his long-term girlfriend for 20-year-old Jun Tang for 22-year-old Rong Sao. The ex June apparently wouldn't accept her love affair with Wu was over after weeks of essentially stalking him. And the coveted man set to a meeting between him, his ex, and his current girlfriend to set the record straight. Mistake number one: they showed up for the meeting, and naturally the two chicks began to fight in an effort to steal back Wu's attention. June jumped into the river and begged it for him to save her. It must have seemed as if he would actually jump to save her. Mistake number two. Because shortly after, his girlfriend jumped in too, screaming for Wu to forget his ex and save her instead. Wu responded by saving his girlfriend and taking her into the hospital, leaving his ex in the water. He did call his brother to rescue the crazy ex, but we're hoping it took him and the fire department he called a little while so June could have a long, long, long think about of how he totally just effed womankind.
I've definitely heard about that story before, and I've read it, and I just thought it was absolutely crazy. I think that, you know, a crazy ex definitely needs to, I guess, like, I don't know, I'm losing the word here, accept the fact that, you know, someone is no longer in their lives. And I don't know, what would you do in that situation?
I've had that bad ex before. Granted, it was an online relationship and over the phone relationship, but never to this level yet.
Yet. And I like that.
I have nothing against your testing in your loved one's loyalty. Mm-hmm. But there are limits.
Yeah, there definitely are. And I guess jumping into a river definitely like crosses that boundary of trying to test someone's loyalty. I mean, if you really, you know, understand and trust your significant other, you wouldn't have to jump into a river. And first of all, your ex should not even have been there. I don't think that they should have even met up. Obviously, if they meet up and they don't like each other, they're gonna fight, and it's gonna turn out into something that definitely doesn't need to be happening. So you're talking about your ex and how you've had you know, crazy ex online and stuff. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Oh boy. Hey, here we go. Let's just say We met over the summer or break before I came here to Dominican, and never really had that much of a girlfriend before in my life. I figured, hey, it'd be nice to actually have one for a change. Mm-hmm. And met over a bit of a role playing thing up online.
Role playing in what terms?
Text role play.
Oh, okay.
She wanted me to change my Facebook name to a name she wanted, and I kind of went along with it when she pretty much called me Boring Old Keith Inman.
So you change your Facebook name?
Yep.
Do you mind if I ask to what?
It's some name of to a character she liked from a certain show.
Oh, okay. And was there anything else crazy about this girl? I mean, changing your name, that's kind of pushing the limit.
She's told me about certain things about her past roleplay relationships, and it seems like, and pretty much later down, she kept calling me times where, or I was had to be bit was kind of busy at the moment. Mm-hmm. And my parents kind of found out, and trust me, not that healthy of a relationship, and I later realized that she was kind of just using me to vent out some frustrations against her past roleplay partners.
What? That's crazy. That's not okay.
Is why she had me change my name to someone who was a roleplay partner she had in the past, as of a similar name. And and let's just say during in the roleplay scenarios, I tried to be the good guy. Treated me like shit.
You know, and see, unfortunately, I feel like nowadays, and, you know, people bring up these, I guess, I've heard it a lot, and they basically say that, you know, girls will go for a guy who, you know, treats them like crap or whatever, but then the nice guy comes along and is trying to treat them well, and yet girls don't want that guy. They just want to be friends with that guy. They want, you know, the so-called bad guy, and that's definitely, that's not going to get you through a pretty, you know, well-established relationship. At least I don't think so.
I took the advice of my sister and another online friend, and who told me to just ignore the messages she would send from there or on out. Granted, she still kind of tends to send them here or there, and I just ignore them just to make sure or I never am in contact with her again.
Wow, she still sends messages, even though, like, you told her?
I silently broke up with her, never, not saying a thing.
Okay,
I know that's probably not the best option, but if you're going to be treated like that, I think the silent kind of breakup is the better option.
Yeah, definitely. And I can see that. I mean, sometimes not saying much says a lot, you know, and especially when it comes to a breakup, it kind of, not saying much kind of hurts the other person more, if that makes sense, because usually, you know, if, you know, you break up and you guys are both arguing, you're yelling at each other, then I guess, you know, that person that you're breaking up with can kind of look back and said, oh, well, you said this and this to me and you were yelling at me and this. But I mean, in terms of, you know, not saying anything and rather just being, you know, I don't want to be here anymore and just stop talking to them, I guess that just makes them feel like, okay, well,
you know, it comes to the trap of you get in a relationship because, well, you have some common interests here and there, and that is a key factor for a relationship. Mm-hmm. Here's some advice. Number one important thing in a relationship, common interests. Because if you don't have common interests, the sex afterward, it's just going to get boring.
Yeah, definitely. I have to agree. And if you don't mind me asking, did this woman or your ex-girlfriend, did she want to try to have sex, or like, did you guys have sex, or was it?
No, we had not met. Granted, we had talk about meeting, but then again, there was also some flip flops of she would break up after her phone conversation, then call back crying for me to go back to her.
Wow, yeah, this woman sounds nuts. And if she's listening right now, since we are online, I mean, let her know that she's down nuts, because that is crazy. Yeah.
I don't think she knows about my radio show, or about this site, about the radio site.
Okay.
Pray to God she doesn't.
Yeah, she'll probably be listening. I'm sure of it. She'll probably be one of your listeners.
If she does figure out, then it probably best is if I don't know. I could probably call the cops on stalking.
Well, is that, I mean, is she someone that you think is a threat? Because I know there's people that I've known who...
Well, given the fact that she, it's now that she rarely calls for to try to get back with me, not that much of a threat.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I would say I've known some people who have had, you know, their fair share of stalkers, and it has gone to points where they needed to get restraining orders and such. But yeah, like I said, I mean, some people can be really crazy and, you know, just to the point where they really don't remember or know how to act. But I want to thank you, DJ R&M, for being on this and sharing that article for us. That was an amazing article. Like I said, I read it before and I was just weirded out as to what some people do in terms to, you know, get to know what, you know, their loyalty, their significant other's loyalty, and what exes will do, what crazy exes, you know, do in terms of trying to get their significant others back or stay in their life. So I want to thank you for being on. For those of you who are listening, DJ R&M.
Likewise.
DJ R&M has a show right after mine. It's All Rock and Metal, and it rocks, it kicks some ass. So you guys stay tuned and listen to that after my show. Right now I'm gonna go to a little break. We'll be back in just a second. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu.
My baby girl a message saying I won't be coming home. I'd rather be alone. She doesn't fully understand me, 'cause I'd rather leave than to cheat. If she give me some time, I can be the man she needs. But there's a lot of lust inside of me, and we've been together since our teenage years. I really don't mean hurt her, but I need some time to be alone. But when you love someone, you just don't treat them bad. Oh, how I feel so sad now that I wanna leave. She's crying apart to me. How could you let this be? I just need time to see where I wanna be, where I wanna be. Hurt you, baby. Oh, no, no. Never did I imagine that you would play a major part in a decision that's so hard. Do I leave? Do I stay? Do I go? Well, think about my life. I just need time to see where I wanna be. Say when you treating me.
Oh, how I feel so sad.
Now that I wanna leave.
And she's crying her heart to me.
How could you let this be?
And I just need time to see where I wanna be. Where I wanna be.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Sweet Talk here on radio.dominican.edu. I want to thank everyone for listening today. I'm going to give you guys a quick recap of what happened. The first couple of minutes, we talked about some of my Twitter questions that I get from my followers. First of all, being we had a 13-year-old girl stating how, you know, she feels like she's ready to have sex and she wants to have sex. And we went over, you know, how I personally am not someone to tell you what you can and cannot do with your life. But I can only give you advice, and my advice would be to wait a little bit longer. I mean, 13 is a young age. We also went over about how communication is desperately needed in any relationship, whether it be intimate, family relationship, business relationship. It is definitely something that, you know, in terms of anything you want to happen, that you want to really have communication with anybody in any type of relationship, and how desperately it is needed. And then one of our main topics today was how snooping is a big part of our generation nowadays, especially with all social media sites and the temptations that we have out there and all the secret little things that, you know, people can do to, I guess, either physically or emotionally cheat. And I had a fellow DJ of mine, DJ R&M, on talking about a very famous article, one that I've read also, about how, you know, a woman wanted to test her boyfriend's loyalty by meeting up with him and his ex, and both her and the ex-girlfriend jumped into a river and said, "Save me," and the boyfriend ended up saving his girlfriend. Like my fellow DJ and I said, that's a little extreme, and that's usually something that never happens, and we can't believe that something like that did happen. He also shared his experience with an online girlfriend that he had, which was pretty interesting as well. So when it comes to crazy exes, you guys, you know, stay away, and hopefully they, you know, stay away too. If not, just ignore them. Like we said, sometimes silence speaks louder than words. You don't want to give them anything to feed off of. I want to thank you all for listening here today. You know, my Twitter is Sweet Talk W Honey. That's Sweet Talk W Honey. If you have any questions, please feel free to either direct message me or tweet me, and let me know what you're thinking, if I can, you know, answer anything for you guys next time on the show. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. Have a happy Thursday, everyone, and have a blessed day. Thank you.
Hey, one more thing. Your love is a wonder to me. I just love you. Really, I would really love you for free.